This is the 5 a.m. Miracle, episode number 459, Rock Solid Confidence. Good morning and welcome to the 5 a.m. Miracle. I am Jeff Sanders and this is the podcast dedicated to dominating your day before breakfast. My goal is to help you bounce out of bed with enthusiasm, create powerful lifelong habits, and tackle your grandest goals with extraordinary energy. In the episode this week, I'll break down the benefits of feeling confident, courageous, and self-assured in your daily life, why consistent exercise is one of the most powerful choices you can make, and how easy it is to build confidence right now. Let's get to it. Are you looking to boost your confidence? Would you like a reliable pick-me-up? Well, then pick up some heavy weights, and then do it again, and again, and again. You know, confidence is emotional, it's hormonal, it's also learnable, trainable, and repeatable. You know, building your body, training your mind, and consistently working on improvement, it has profound impacts on your level of confidence in nearly every area of life and work. In the episode this week, we're going to talk about confidence, yes, from the angle of lifting heavy weights, but also from the angle of what it means to approach your day, approach your goals, approach your fears with a little bit more chutzpah, a little bit more of the pep in your step that you want to take on the next thing in your life and do so with some self-assured courage, some real sense of, I've got this. That's where we're going this week, and I'm excited to dig in. Because recently I've been making some changes in my life to develop my own confidence, to boost my own ability to take on new things with a little less fear and a little more self-assuredness, if that's actually the word there. So we're going to dive in and just make this happen. So let's talk about what it means to have rock solid confidence. And let's start this off by actually defining what confidence truly is. I looked this up because I really wanted to know the answer. And ultimately, confidence comes down to a feeling. It's a feeling of trust in your abilities. It's an attitude about your skills. It's also ego that's directed towards a specific scenario. So yes, confidence does involve some sort of sense of personal self-assuredness that could come across as having an ego, maybe possibly being a narcissist if it goes too far. But ultimately, it plays out as being an emotional and hormonal response that you feel good about approaching something that maybe someone else does not. And as this plays out over time, your confidence can be improved because, first of all, you can learn to be confident, you can train yourself to be more confident, and you can repeat this process over and over again to develop even more confidence in additional areas of life and work. So confidence in and of itself, it is a feeling. It's when you walk into a room with a little bit of a strut, a little bit of a stride. You have that aura about you that says, yeah, let's do this. That's how I feel about this podcast every week. I want to walk into this show with that sense of, I've got this. Let's do this. This is exciting. This is fun. I can handle this. I'm ready for this. That's what confidence is. And if you're lacking that in some area of your life, or you want to be able to approach some new area, possibly an area of fear or an area that's just brand new to you, and you'd like to develop confidence in that area to be able to say a year from now, yeah, I've got that. A year ago, I didn't, but today I do. Well, then let's tackle what that is. Let's figure out a way for you a year from now or 6 months from now or even next week to look at something and say, I figured that out. I'm ready. I have the skills. I have the abilities. I have the confidence now that I didn't before. Now, to give this a little bit more context, I'm going to tell a quick story of my own life, and I'm going to go back to the eighth grade. It's probably earlier than that, but we'll start in eighth grade when I was 14 years old, and I was in a choir in school. Now, why did I join choir? Well, there was a cute girl in the class. And yes, that cute girl was, or is now, my wife, Tessa. At the time, she was just a classmate. But back then, I wanted to hang out with her a little bit more, so I joined choir because her and a few other of my friends were in choir. And so then I wound up having to learn how to sing. Well, I'm not really a singer, at At least that was the language I used back then. I can't sing. I don't know how to sing. I'm bad at singing. I can't carry a tune. This was my life story. So for me to join choir and to be a part of a group of people who are vocalizing and doing so with confidence, well, I didn't have any of that. And so I wanted to be able to not only, yes, hang out with a cute girl in the class, but I also wanted to learn how to sing and to have the confidence and ability to hold my own, at least in a group, at least among a bunch of other people who are also singing, and I could just blend into the background. But that was really the goal. Like, could I, in a group setting, have that physical ability and that personal confidence to carry a tune and sing a song? So that's where I started. And then as it played out over the course of the next few years, I stayed in choir every single year in school. I then did musical theater, and I eventually took voice lessons. So I took this thing pretty seriously. Now, yes, in large part because my friends did the exact same thing, but I wanted to not just keep up with them, I wanted to keep up with my own vision of where I could go. I wanted to see what was possible for me. I didn't know if I could actually sing well, and I did know that my friends were very good. I have some very talented singers in my group, and I really wanted to be able to at least keep pace with them on some level. So I figured out ways to be able to take myself to the next level so I would, at the very least, at the end of the day, be able to say, I can hold my own here. And I got there. It worked. I had those years of choir, years of musical theater, all the voice lessons, all the rehearsals, all the practice. And in the end, it did work. I got to where I wanted to be. Now, the funny part here was that when I got to college, so after all these years of, you know, singing training, essentially, and one of my friend's girlfriends also had a lot of experience in choirs and as a singer. And she made this funny comment to me. She was like, Jeff, I can tell you've been trained on how to sing, and you definitely have experience here, but you're just not that great. Like, she was brutally honest, where she said, it's very obvious you have some skills here. I can hear it. I can see it. The confidence is there. But your voice, you're mediocre. Okay, I'll take it, right? I'm totally fine with that, right? That was ultimately where I was going to end up, right? There is, in some sense, a limit to my abilities here. So my personal confidence got me to where I wanted to be. And just the way that genetics played out, maybe that's where I stopped. Anyway, the point of the story is fairly clear. What I wanted was confidence. And what I got from the years of training and trial and error and public awkward emotional weirdness, all of it ended up with me being able to do something that previously I was just scared to do. Lack of experience, lack of ability, lack of knowledge, lack of expertise. All of it wound up being tackled one by one over time. And that's what's possible for you. Now let's shift into more of the benefits of confidence itself. I listed a few examples just now, but let's be a little bit more specific. When you're confident, you have a feeling of being courageous, a feeling of being self-assured in some area of your life. You can literally walk into a room that scares other people, but for whatever reason, you feel really great. You have this feeling about you that you can do this. You literally do face fears with the attitude of, I've got this. Now, it may be naive in some scenarios, but for most of us, when we have that confidence built up, well, it's based on past successes, past experiences where these certain scenarios have played out a certain way, and we can expect a certain result. And when you can see the end result coming because you've done it before, well, then you have confidence in the process and confidence in the outcome. Now, this can kind of backfire when you want to try something new. And so confidence can definitely play out for areas that we're used to. But then when you venture off into some new part of life, well, there may be failure involved. There may be some feedback you don't want to hear. The journey may be difficult. But the cool thing that I've seen is that the more I'm able to build confidence in a variety of areas of life, the more that I'm willing to try new things and be okay with failure, to be actually be willing and accepting of feedback and to actually request it, because I know that that's the journey to confidence, that directly asking for the constructive criticism will help me improve. That's what personal growth is. That's the entire journey of personal development, is literally asking for feedback, having people to tell you where you have failed. Because the more of that that you know, the more action steps you can take to correct the mistakes, to pivot, to be on track for where you want to go. And the more that that happens, the more confidence you have in the entire journey to get to where you're going. Now, along this way as well, you also build efficiencies to accomplish really challenging things. Now, yes, when you do something 1,000 times in a row, you get really good at it. And the more skills you have, the more you're able to say, yes, I've definitely got this because I've done it so often. Well, you've also gotten better at doing it. You're faster, more efficient, more successful. All these things come together with the repeated actions. And yes, you can overcome challenges that have previously been more difficult because you have confidence in a new area of life, because these things overlap. Confidence is a personality trait. It's a characteristic of who you become. It's an identity. So yes, there are some people who can be confident in one area and not in another. Yes, that's everyone. However, there are certain kinds of people who, when they build confidence in a variety of areas, it does spill over to nearly every other area. They have this aura about them that says, I'm willing to take on this next challenge. I'm willing to go see what this next thing involves because I have the confidence from previous experiences that I'll figure it out. I may not know the answer yet. I may have no idea how any of this is going to go. But because I've been here before, I've been confused before, I've been lacking knowledge before. So I know the journey to go gain the knowledge and to go figure it out, to get the feedback, to go through the process. That's what leads to the ultimate success and the ultimate confidence being gained because you went and did the work. This podcast is all about productivity, and one area of my life that has always needed a few extra strategies is wrapped up in the world of finance. Now, you could argue that being financially productive is even more important than other areas, and with my sponsor, Yahoo Finance, you can consolidate multiple accounts into one hub or dashboard, just like I do with my own investment accounts. Now, I'm actually looking at yahoofinance.com right now, and I can see the stocks I'm following. I can customize my portfolio and even securely connect other brokerage accounts that I have. It was fascinating for me to see that the number one brand behind every great investor is Yahoo Finance. Now, I'm not a seasoned investor, so I love to find extra guidance to help me find and make a better financial decisions, which is where Yahoo Finance comes in and gives you the tools and data you need all in one place. They show a big picture look at financial news, independent research, and what I love the most, customizable charts for your own investments. So for comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit the brand behind every great investor. YahooFinance.com, the number one financial destination, YahooFinance.com. That's YahooFinance.com. My biggest struggle with my health now is and has always been my allergies. When my sinuses are clogged up, I really can't get anything done, including recording this podcast, because I spend the entire day blowing my nose and clearing my throat. Luckily, for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing me with samples. Claritin D tackles nasal congestion caused by allergies or a cold and also relieves sinus congestion and pressure due to allergies. This double-action combination of prescription-strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. Ready to live life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed. If you're loving this podcast and would love to get exclusive bonus episodes of the 5 a.m. Miracle, as well as every episode 100% ad-free, you're going to love 5 a.m. Miracle Premium. By joining 5 a.m. Miracle Premium, you will get access to exclusive bonus episodes of this show, 100% ad-free content, early access to the latest episodes, exclusive access to the entire back catalog with over 400 episodes, as well as any other features that launch in the future. Now, in addition to all of that, you are supporting me and this podcast, which allows me to keep this show alive and making podcasts you love. To learn more and join today, simply go to 5ammiraclepremium.com. Once again, that's 5ammiraclepremium.com. This podcast is all about productivity, and one area of my life that has always needed a few extra strategies is wrapped up in the world of finance. Now, you could argue that being financially productive is even more important than other areas, and with my sponsor, Yahoo Finance, you can consolidate multiple accounts into one hub or dashboard, just like I do with my own investment accounts. Now, I'm actually looking at yahoofinance.com right now, and I can see the stocks I'm following. I can customize my portfolio and even securely connect other brokerage accounts that I have. It was fascinating for me to see that the number one brand behind every great investor is Yahoo Finance. Now, I'm not a seasoned investor, so I love to find extra guidance to help me find and make better financial decisions, which is where Yahoo Finance comes in and gives you the tools and data you need all in one place. They show a big picture look at financial news, independent research, and what I love the most, customizable charts for your own investments. So for comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit the brand behind every great investor, yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com. That's yahoofinance.com. Allergies are my nemesis and always have been. When my sinuses are clogged up, I really can't get anything done, including recording this podcast, because I spend the whole day blowing my nose and clearing my throat. Luckily, for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing me with samples. Designed for serious allergy sufferers, Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. Claritin D's fast symptom relief starts working on allergies with nasal congestion in as little as 30 minutes. Ready to live life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just one quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed. So now let's dive actually a little bit deeper and be a little more specific on how to actually build the confidence. I just discussed this idea of repeated exposure. Let's dig into that one a little more, because I think this is the thing that stops most of us from doing the thing we want to do. Whatever scares you, you have to face. And if you face it over and over again, literally doing something 1,000 times, again and again, every day, every week, every month, every year, every time, again and again and again, well, that fear goes away. What scares you disappears, and confidence replaces the fear. You figure out what works and what doesn't in that journey of doing the repeated action. And in that repetition, you develop the skills you need, you create efficiencies, you learn what it takes to actually succeed and to avoid the failures that would obviously come in that process. The success you get will build the feeling of confidence and the certainty of the outcome along the way. And this is really what it's all about, certainty. Confidence is just simply saying, I feel really good about this, not just walking into a new scenario, but I feel certain about the journey and certain about the outcome. Repeated exposure leads to certainty. Repeated exposure leads to the knowledge and the expertise you need to be the kind of person who can take on the next challenge, to face the next fear. And another really key aspect of this entire process, not just of repeated exposure itself, but the willingness to repeatedly face something that you're bad at or afraid of, that takes a lot of guts. That takes a lot of courage to be able to say, I am willing to go do something that I will have difficulty in, and then not only experience it once, but over and over again. But the people who are willing to do that, if you are willing to face those kinds of challenges head on a repeated basis, well, confidence is guaranteed over time, because you will find success in that process if you don't give up, right? If you don't quit. Repeated exposure is a guarantee of success here. Simply doing something over and over again leads to the end result you're looking for. Now, if we back up to my example before of me singing, you might say, well, Jeff, you didn't actually become a great singer, right? You're not on Broadway. You're not an amazing vocalist. You didn't get to this place that you could have, right? Well, number one, it wasn't my goal. But number two, more importantly, I got to the end of what that goal was. I found where I was supposed to be. So it was over at that point. But repeated exposure gave me tons of experience, tons of knowledge, tons of confidence in that ability that I did not have before. Not everyone is meant to do everything. So not every area of life for you is going to wind up with an all-star end result. Not everything will be an A+. But you can still go through this same process to have so much more confidence and so many more skills and so much more value to offer in so many areas of life because you were willing to do the repeated exposure, to try and fail over and over again. Because that's what life is. That's the journey, right? That's how this all plays out. But now let's imagine another example. And this is the one where you are the A+ person. This is your area to dominate. Well, in this case, you can develop the expertise over time. And in order for you to have the confidence of an expert, you'll have to do what the pros do. Model after those who are the most successful. Use the pro tools, attend the pro conferences, read the pro books, learn the pro skills, and then eventually teach others how to do what you do. But this journey of becoming an expert, yes, it's a journey. It does take time. But expertise, by the nature of what it is, just breeds confidence. It just oozes out of you once you've reached that point where you're able to teach others something because you've done it yourself so many times and you have such a highly developed set of skills in that arena. Expertise and confidence just come hand in hand. That's what this is. So really, you could be asking yourself the question, which areas of my life do I want to become an expert in? Which areas of my life and work do I want to dominate? And then you commit yourself to those arenas, and the other parts of life you just ignore for now. Maybe you'll get to them later, maybe you won't. But life is about choices, right? We have to choose a few key areas we're going to really put ourselves into. And when we do, and we commit to that level of expertise, we become the kinds of confident people that we're striving to be. The kinds of people who can say, I've got this. That's the goal we're looking for here. Now, along those same lines, another way to actually build confidence, even in this very moment, is to compare your skills to others. Now, I'm going to kind of pause here for a second on this example because it's a little bit dicey and may sound a little bit ridiculous, but it's true, and this does work in a lot of ways. Confidence can come from knowing you are better than other people in a specific area. This could lead to a lot of ego. This could lead to being a narcissist if you take it way too far. However, when you have more abilities than others, you then have the confidence that you can help them, teach them, and provide value to them. This is a really good thing. When you compare yourself to others, you can sort of see where you stack up. Which in most areas of life, what I would recommend is you never do the comparison game because you're just going to feel bad. This is the Instagram trap, right? If you look at the wonderful lives of everyone on Instagram, they post their best photos and their lives look perfect. And of course they're not, but that's what we see. So comparison can be a trap, very clearly. However, in the areas where you're trying to stack yourself up to get that constructive feedback to know where you stand. You can compare your skills to others in a specific way, see where you are, and then build some confidence because you can say, wait a minute, I'm not a newbie here. I have some expertise here. I have value to offer here. Well, then that's where your foundation is. That's where your confidence is. And from there, you grow. From there, you improve and over time become an even greater expert with even more confidence. But to start off with, oftentimes a good place to begin is to acknowledge your current successes. Even in a new area of life, you may be able to pull it in and say, wait a minute, I thought I was brand new at this, but actually I have more here. I'm not at step one. I'm actually a little further along. And that momentum that you build from there can propel you forward. And that's a powerful thing. Goal achievement in general happens because of that propelling motion forward. And if you have the confidence of knowing you've already have some of those steps accomplished, well, then leverage that, lean on that, and allow it to push you to the next step. Now, at the top of the show, I made a reference to lifting heavy weights and doing so again and again and again, and that would be one of the means to build confidence itself. There's a whole arena of physical strength that I've always found to be fascinating. And I mean physical with like your human body, literally lifting big weights, not metaphorically. This is a literal thing. Confidence is hormonal and it's definitely emotional. And when you build physical strength through literally lifting weights, through endurance activities, through pushing yourself through physically strenuous tasks, well, it feeds on your hormones. It boosts your energy. It improves your posture. Yes, it improves how you look in the mirror. All of these things are true, but they're all true because you are physically developing yourself. I'll give a good example of this, actually, from back when I was in college. I was a waiter over the summers, and this was at a Ruby Tuesday in Kirksville, Missouri, a great place to be. And when I was working there, I had intense amounts of energy and enthusiasm for the work because I really liked the fast-paced nature of being a waiter in a busy restaurant. And one thing that I would do on my breaks in the middle of a really busy, hectic dinner rush, I would go back to the kitchen and I would stand by the water cooler. I would refill myself with hydration. And then I would stand there with my hands on my hips in the Superman pose. You can Google this as an actual pose. Like you put your hands on your hips and you push your chest into the air. And I was doing this without thinking about it. It wasn't intentional. And then my boss would come by and he would look at me and he's like, whoa, like, what are you up to? Because I gave off this physical stance that was powerful and was confident. And I felt that way. I felt really in control of the job and I really enjoyed it. And my body literally exuded that sense that I was ready to tackle the next thing. Like that's what happens when you're in your area of expertise. You literally physically look and feel like Superman. Like, what a cool thing to be able to do and to feel. That's where we're headed here. And yes, physically training your body can help to develop that literal sense of more muscles and more strength, but also the hormonal and emotional response that comes from that level of confidence in your own physical body. For a long time, I ran marathons, and being an endurance athlete is wonderful. I was thinner, I was obviously lighter, and could run far. But I didn't have the same kind of physicality I do today. I have more strength today than before. I have more power than before. And with that comes more confidence. And I feel more physically like the me I want to be today than I did back then. That's not a knock on endurance training. I think it's amazing. But there is a difference here. And so if you're looking for more confidence, you might actually find more success building muscle than you do running marathons. Depending on where you want to be. But test those theories, right? See where it takes you. Develop your body. Push yourself in different directions and see how you respond. Do your hormones and your emotions really flare up in certain areas that makes you feel more like the better you? Well, then double down in those arenas and see where it can take you. You know, I really do believe that consistent exercise is one of the most powerful choices you can make. When you lift heavy weights, or work out until it hurts, or just do more difficult, challenging physical moves, it develops you, both physically and mentally, right? Once again, this is not a metaphor. This is literal and physical. Your body develops, and then because of that, so do you. So does your identity. So do the challenges you then take on. Everything then improves. And once again, you can wear clothes that accentuate your strengths and look better in the mirror. You can also be more persistent through the plateaus of life when things kind of slow down. Ultimately, you're able to then say, yes, I can persist. Yes, I will keep fighting. I have more strength in me to keep doing the thing that needs to be done because I've trained myself to fight through the hard times because I have the experience and I have the confidence and I'm ready to go do the next thing. Bring it on. And for the action step this week, solidify your workout schedule. Now, the best and fastest way to boost your confidence is to move and physically challenge your body every single day. So pull out your calendar and guarantee time for a solid workout. You can begin with 3 days a week, start there, but then ramp up as soon as you're ready. JeffSanders.com/459 is the place to go for episode notes. And of course, subscribe to this podcast in the app you're using right now, or go to JeffSanders.com/subscribe. That's all I've got for you here on the 5 a.m. Miracle Podcast this week. Until next time, you have the power to change your life, and the fun begins bright and early. Hey, it's Jeff Sanders, and I'm here to tell you about Greg McKeown and his amazing show, The Greg McKeown Podcast, part of the Yap Media Network. Want to achieve more by doing less, all while avoiding burnout? You can design a life that really matters with Greg McKeown, author of New York Times bestsellers Effortless and Essentialism. His mission is to help you advocate and negotiate your way to remarkable results. Every Tuesday, Greg discusses one key topic he finds interesting and valuable through the lens of the essentialist. Every Thursday, he invites thought leaders, entrepreneurs, celebrities, and people like you for inspired weekly conversations focused on learning how to do what matters first and do less but better. His content will stir your thoughts and spark inspiration and action. And his British accents, well, that's just the cherry on top. Subscribe to the Greg McKeown Podcast today on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your favorite podcast platform.